Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're up to Perek Shishi of Hilchot Sukkah, Halacha Aleph. Nashim avadim uktanim p'tur min ha-sukkah. Women, or slaves, or minor children, are free of the obligation of the sukkah. Tumtum v'adrogras chayofim yisafik. A tumtum is an individual whose sexual nature is undifferentiated, sexual status is undifferentiated. Androgynous is a hermaphrodite, who has both sets of sexual organs, and there's a legal question as to whether he's considered male or female. Chayav misafik, they're both obligated because there's a question. They may be male, and therefore obligated. Chen mishachet yu'aved v'chetzi b'chayav chayav. If an individual is half slave and half free, he was owned by two owners, and one owner freed his share, and that half is Jewish, the other half is still a slave. So since half of him is Jewish, chayav, he's obligated. A little child that no longer needs his mother on a regular basis to be with him all of the time, that's 5 or 6 years old, chayav a sukkah with himself and is obligated in a sukkah by rabbinic law, in order to train him in the doing of mitzvahs. Sick people and those who help them are free of the sukkah. This refers not to a sick person where there is danger to life, even if he has a headache or an eyeache. If someone just feels uncomfortable, he's not obligated in the sukkah. That applies to him, but not to those that are helping him, serving him. How do we define someone uncomfortable? Someone who can't sleep in the sukkah because of the wind or because of the flies and fleas and the like, or because of a bad smell. Gemul ha'avol chayav b'sukkah. A person in mourning is obligated to sit in the sukkah, even though he is in pain and uncomfortable, but he has to remove his mind from that discomfort and be in the sukkah. V'chazim v'chal ha'shishvinim v'chal b'nei chuppah b'tur min ha'sukkah kol shivas mi ha'mishta. The groom and the friends of the groom and all of the party of the chuppah are free of the sukkah all of the 7 days of celebration. Because they used to celebrate in a place called a chuppah, a special room that was made for the chasen and the kala. And a sukkah, the chasen and kala wouldn't feel comfortable, wouldn't be modest enough, and therefore for the mitzvah they do not have to be in a sukkah. The alad shluchim mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. People, emissaries who are out to do a mitzvah are free of the sukkah, bein b'yom bein b'layla, both by day and by night. That means even if they're traveling and doing their work by day, even at night they don't have to go find a sukkah. Travelers, however, are free during the day when they're traveling, but not at night. Those who travel at night, they're free at night, but they're liable by day. Watchmen of the city by day are free of the sukkah in the daytime, and they're obligated at night. Shomeri v'alayla are those who watch at night. Tumim in a sukkah v'alayla, they're free at night. Chayav v'yom, and they're obligated by day. Shomeri gidus v'padesim, tumim b'yom v'alayla. The guards of orchards and gardens are free both by day and by night. Shem yata shomer sukkah, yed agadam shish l'shomer makam kavua, v'yom v'yignif min makam akher. If the watchman makes a sukkah, so the thief will know that the watchman has a set place, and he'll come and steal from some other place. The watchman must have no set place so that he can be anywhere the thief will be afraid to steal. Okay, hey, ketani mitzvah yeshiv b'sukkah. How is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? She ogo v'sholse v'dar b'sukkah kol shivas yamim b'yom uvin b'layla. They should eat and drink and live in the sukkah all of the 7 days, both by day and by night. Kedav shudav v'vesu b'shoyim mazashana, just in the way that he lived in his own house the rest of the year. Kol shivas yamim osadim b'sukkah arayi v'sukkot v'kava. All of the 7 days, a person should make his house his temporary dwelling, and a sukkah his permanent, regular dwelling. As it says, the sukkah station of Shivas Yamim. You should dwell in the sukkah 7 days. Now, how do we interpret the permanent dwelling? Ketan hasel. Ketam anoim, amatas anoas, the sukkah. Nice dishes and bedspreads should be in the sukkah. Chlesha siya, kagon ashishas, pachosas, the sukkah. Vessels that you drink from, like these various kinds of cups, should be in the sukkah. But things for eating, kedonkteras, sukkaros, like pots and pans, should be outside of the sukkah. Amnar b'sukkah, the candelabra with the light should be in the sukkah. V'imhais v'sukkah k'tala m'niach chutz v'sukkah. With a small sukkah, you put it outside of the sukkah. L'chavav ocham v'shosam v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva b'yom b'yom b'layla. You eat, drink, sleep in the sukkah all of the 7 days, by day and by night. V'salach v'sudah chutz v'sukkah kol shiva. You're not allowed to have a meal outside of the sukkah all of the 7 days. Elam ochlech, that's a right to beit z'pach v'yosam miyat. Unless he's eating just a little snack, the size of an egg, or a little more or a little less. You're not supposed to sleep, even a temporary sleep, a little nap outside of the sukkah. You are allowed, however, to drink wine and to eat fruit outside of the sukkah. Somebody who's strict and doesn't drink outside of the sukkah, even water, is a shubach, he's praiseworthy. Zayin, achila b'leila yom tov rishon b'sukkah chovah. It's an obligation to eat on the first night of the sukkah, in the sukkah. Afilo achol gesayis pas yatzidei chavos. Even if he eats just the size of an olive of bread, he fulfills his obligation. Ikan ve'elach hoshuv. From then onwards, it's optional. Rotzeh lechol suda sur b'sukkah. If he wants to have a meal, he must eat it in the sukkah. Rotzeh ne'echol kol shiva l'peres ha'koyes chutz b'sukkah. If he wants, he can eat all 7 days, only fruit or koyos, is like toasted wheat, outside of the sukkah. And he eats in the same way that you eat matzah and pesach, where the first night it's an obligation, and the other is, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to. Ches mi shayi rosh v'ruv v'sukkah v'shulchanam toch pesach v'chutz v'sukkah v'ochel. If his hand and most of his body was in the sukkah, but his table was in the house, or just simply outside of the sukkah and he's eating. He's also kilo lacho b'sukkah. It's forbidden. It's as if he wouldn't have eaten in the sukkah. And she shulchanah b'socha sukkah. Till his table is in the sukkah as well. Zerikos. We're afraid shem yimashach ha shulchanah. Maybe he'll be pulled after his table. Filo b'sukkah gedola. Even in a large sukkah, this is the case. Test kol shivat yom kar b'tocha sukkah. Whenever you're studying the Tanakh, you should do so for the 7 days in the sukkah. Ooh, kishamavin. Medactic, but Mashiachra, Yavachut the sukkah. If he's analyzing very carefully what he's studying, he should do so outside of the sukkah. Ishtiyadatim Yishevet, so that his mind should be more calm, should be able to concentrate better. Follow up to the Sol Vasukkah, Chut the sukkah. When you pray, you can do it either inside of the sukkah or outside, whatever is better for your prayer. Yod Yaduk Shamar is in Esel Sech Abayis. If the rain falls, you can go into the house. Neim Asamu Telefanos, from what point on are you allowed to empty your things out? Mushier do tocha sukkah tipas. So when drops come down into the sukkah, shemiplu do tocha tafshel yifsal, and the tafshel shall pull. That if it falls into the cooked food, even a food of pol, a kind of bean, that would be ruined by the rain, and that's apparently easily ruined. Still, that's enough to allow you to leave the sukkah. The person was eating in the sukkah and it was raining and he went into his house and stopped raining. He's not obligated to go back to the sukkah that night until he finishes his meal. He can finish the meal once he was allowed to start it outside of the sukkah. If he was sleeping and it started raining at night, he went into his house and the rain stopped. We don't bother him to return to the sukkah for that whole night. He sleeps in his house until dawn. If he finished eating on the seventh day in the morning, he shouldn't take his sukkah apart. Because the whole of the seventh day, he's still supposed to eat in the sukkah. We're talking in Eretz Yisrael, where you eat in the sukkah just for the 7 days. Amar to his Caleb, he can remove his dishes, the mafanosim, and remove them in a mincha olamayla, from mincha time and onward. Enamak lefanos pochis ba'arba al arba. If he has nowhere to go, and he wants to eat in the sukkah on the eighth day, when it's no longer the sukkah, he should make a hole of 4x4 in the tchach to show that he's not intending to perform the mitzvah anymore. If he does have to have a meal any time in the seventh day, he does have to have it in the sukkah. Because the mitzvah is for the entire 7 days. Again, we're talking in Israel. We'll see soon what the law would be outside of Israel. Whenever he goes in to sit at the sukkah, he makes the blessing, was sanctified us with his commandments, he commanded us to dwell in the sukkah. On the first night of Yom Tov, you say the blessing of the sukkah, and then the Shekhiyonu. And he says all the blessings over a cup of wine. So, therefore, Mekadosh Mevarech, Mekadosh Me'umad, he stands while he says Kiddush. Mevarech Leishu B'Sukkah, and he says the blessing Leishu B'Sukkah. V'Yoshev, and he sits down. In other words, after saying the blessing, in Kodesh Dvarim, you have to actually sit down. Kach Mevarech L'Zman, then you make the blessing of Shekhiyonu. This was the custom of my rabbis and the rabbis of Spain. To say Kiddush while standing on the first night, because you wanted to be, you didn't want to sit down before saying the Leishu B'Sukkah. So ordinarily, even though if you'd sit by Kiddush, in this case you'd stand. As we explained. Nowadays that we make an extra Yom Tov, Yom B'Sukkah Shmona Yomim. So instead of 7 days, we sit in the sukkah for 8 days. Yom Shmini Shiyom Tov Rishon Shal Shmini Atzeres. On the 8th day, which is the first day of Shmini Atzeres, Yoshim Vavim Mevarchel Leishu B'Sukkah. You sit in the sukkah, and you do not say the blessing of Leishu B'Sukkah. And Tumtum Vadrogan Asalomen Mevarchel Leishu B'Sukkah. A undifferentiated person and a hermaphrodite never say Leishu B'Sukkah. Nishem Chayav Nisafik, because their obligation is only based on question. Perhaps they're males. They Mevarchel Nisafik, and you do not say blessing when there is a doubt. Gavar Melech Obi Yamashmini, finished eating on the 8th day, Mar Kelev Mufana Oso, he removes his vessel. In Amach Maudet Kelev, he has no place to put his vessel. In Haisa Ketana, if a small Machmas Ba Menorah, he brings the menorah into the sukkah. In other words, to show that he's not using the sukkah anymore. Right, so Gedola Machmas Bakhtes Akaris was big, you bring in pots and pans, or kyo to the hen, and the like. Gilahat Kishib Sula, to show that it's disqualified, Shikhanigmar Mitzvasam, and its mitzvah is finished already. Unlike the previous case in Israel, where it says on the 7th day you make a hole in the roof, since the 8th day is Yom Tov, and you have to be there for the 8th day, now on the 9th you still want to eat in the sukkah, so you can't make a hole in the roof. So you have to do these other things to show that you're not intending to do the mitzvah anymore. So the first mishnah also sukkah ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid also sukkah b'cholosh moed. If the person didn't make a sukkah, whether by accident or on purpose, he does make a sukkah on the intermediate days. To the b'sof yom shvi also sukkah, even at the end of the 7th day you should make a sukkah. Shemitzvot kol shiva, because the mitzvah is all 7 days. Ati sukkah asurim kol shmonas mi'achag. The wood of the sukkah is forbidden all of the 7 days or the 8 days of the holiday. And ati shfaras ben etzchach, that includes the wood of the walls, the wood of the tzchach. In Osa Mehamla Devakar, you're not allowed to use them for anything else, for Shmona Siyamim, all of the 8 days. Shiyam Shvi Kula Atsuka Mukta Ben Hashmash. The reason is this. On the entire 7th day, till the dusk, the sukkah is forbidden. Well, the Mukta Ben Hashmash, since it was set aside and not allowed to be used at dusk, Shoshmini of the 8th day, Mukta Kalayom becomes forbidden for the whole day long. The Zayim Chilachalam Mashim Shetom the Sukkah Kedelana Osa, food and drink that hung on the sukkah to beautify it. So Sagwahem called Shmoni Nalas to use them all of the 8 days. In his Alayim B'Shosh Atalav V'Amar, if he made a condition when he hung them up and he said, in Ibodomem called Ben Hashmoshes, I do not separate myself from them for the Ben Hashmoshes, the dusk period of the first day of Yom Tov. So the sanctity of Yom Tov never really applied to them. Then he can use them whenever he wants to. Surely he tells them, because he didn't set them aside, V'Cholalem Tushas Asukah, the holiness of the sukkah never fell upon them, and therefore it never had the status of the sukkah. The rabbi argues on several points here. The main ones are that the rabbi talks about standing and then saying the Leishu B'Sukkah after you sit down, after the Kiddush. The rabbi says that's not the custom in our place, and our understanding is that the Leishu B'Sukkah is referring to the eating, not just the physical sitting. and it's okay to sit before you actually say that blessing. So says the Ravid. Another thing, the Ravid says that since the Rambam holds a tumtum and an androgynous cannot make a blessing because half of them may be a woman or they may be considered a woman, that implies that a woman, mamish, can't make a blessing. The Ravid doesn't agree with that, or he says not everyone agrees with that. Some say that even though it's optional for a woman, she can't make the blessing. Also, even in the case of doubt, the Ravid holds you should make a blessing, as would be in the case of demai. The only reason you don't make a blessing is because most ignorant people do separate the tithes. But if it would just simply be a doubt whether the grain has been tithed or not, the Ravid says you would make a blessing, and similarly here, he holds you should also make a blessing. You would also, in any case, make a blessing.